Amplify your mid-mornings with praise and worship on Mid-Morning Empowerment every weekday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Time is 9:35. It is time for our conversation with Dr. Chilembo. She's on the line. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Today we are looking at making men financial intelligent. Okay, yes, I'm correct. Making men financial intelligence. So, before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your mercies and your grace and your continuous grace that extends to us every day. We thank you for today. We thank you for leading us through the night and bringing us to another episode of this program. Lord, we want to ask that as we speak about financial responsibility, we ask that you lead us and you guide us and you give us wisdom. We pray that may you forgive us of our sins and restore us unto a beautiful union with yourself. In your name, Christ Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Doctor, for a beautiful prayer. I think they made a mistake here on my script. It's God's girl, financial intelligence, not making men, God's girls.
So I would like to give just a little bit of a heads up.
Okay.
I'm alone and my nanny is not around today. So if you hear beautiful noise in the background, please do excuse us.
It's okay. Okay. Uh-huh. No, not a problem. So let's get into it. Today we are looking at God's girls, financial intelligence. The earlier you master money, the more freedom you'll have later. But who teaches you the art of smart spending? For girls, the financial landscape can feel like a maze of budgeting apps, savings account, and the occasional impulse buy. It's time to empower young women to take control of their financial futures with wisdom, responsibility, and maybe even a little flair. After all, who says smart financial choices can't be stylish too? So my doctor, my first question, why is it important for young girls to learn financial responsibility early in life?
I think when we start early, we build confidence.
Okay.
And we lay a good foundation for, you know, future security. So when you're teaching your girls how to spend money, you're building confidence in them, in themselves, and in their ability to make the right decisions. Okay. And also it will help them, it will give them the skills to know to manage money more effectively. So when you tell them, okay, I'm going to give you this much, I want to see how you spend it. Mm. You're learning how they view money. You're learning what is it that they prioritize when you give them money. And after you have known that, you then begin to instill the lessons. You give them the skills to know that this is how you can avoid debt. And this is what I think is a little bit off with your spending. Mm. So when you give a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or 5-year-old girl money, firstly, you want to learn, how is she spending this money? And, you know, what is she buying with it? Does she even have a sense of tomorrow, you know? So we want them to be financially independent in the future. So when we start early, we build a really solid foundation that regardless of what they face in life, they'll always come back to the principles that we taught them earlier. And it will also help them to, you know, navigate life's challenges. Life is full of challenges. And so when you have a solid foundation on what to do with your money, it solves or it helps take away half the headache. Mm. I think that's why it's important. We're teaching them, look, as you come into this world and you begin to grow, you're going to meet several things. Sorry for that.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're going to meet several things that are going to challenge you, and half of those are going to be money problems. Mm. So you need to have a strong foot on how to use the means that God has given you.
Mm, you answered so well, Doctor. And my follow-up question was going to be, what age are we looking at when we're talking up of young girls? We're talking about young girls. At what age are we looking at?
I think as... as soon as your baby can understand money buys this, begin to teach them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I have a little, she's really tiny, but I hope by the time she can say, "Mommy, I want something to buy a sweet," I can then begin to say, "Well, this is how we use money. This is how we," and it begins, you know, with the small things, teaching them that nothing comes for free.
Wow.
You just don't get. So money, you know, you teach them, but mommy and daddy work for money. So in order for me to also make money someday and be comfortable, I have to work for it. That way they know from a very young age that money is not for free. And so you can start as early as you look at the development of your child. Some kids develop faster. At 3, at 4, at 5, you can begin to train them on how to be good stewards of the finances that they have.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, my doctor. And what are some common financial pitfalls that girls face, and how can they avoid them?
Yeah, I think for me, when I was a girl, the first pitfall I think of is peer pressure.
Okay.
I wanted to have the clothes that my friends had.
Eish.
I wanted the shoes that my friends had. You know, I wanted that and that. And then, you know, there's this need to fit in when you're growing up. So you tend to just impulse buy. When mommy gives me this, you know, I quickly go to mommy. I want money for that shoe.
Eish.
Without understanding that it costs mommy certain days in a month for her to make that much. So I think peer pressure is one of the things that, you know, girls will face. So teaching them to have a strong self-identity will help them deal with peer pressure.
Wow.
Also just impulse spending, the need to just, when I have money, I buy. So budgeting will help with that, you know, planning how you're going to spend your money. So if I have it, if I have 1,000 rands, how am I going to spend it? What am I going to buy?
Eish.
It will reduce, you know, the risk of me just going into town and getting sweets and getting shoes and coming back. So budgeting will help with, you know, impulse spending. And also I think one other thing is a lack of knowledge about savings. I began to know about saving much, much later than I would have liked. I didn't know that for me to have something in the future, I needed to think of having it now,
right,
and saving for it now than getting it then. So I learned very late how to save. And so if we don't impart this knowledge on how they can save, they'll find these pitfalls and they'll find they have no savings to fall back on. So if we're teaching them, look, also delayed gratification, very, very important.
Right.
If we're teaching them, if you want a pair of shoes, you're going to have to work for it.
Right.
And if you're going to have to work, it means you have to wait for the process of working to be done in order to get the shoes. So it's not, I want them now, I want them today, and I get them. But it's, oh, you want a pair of shoes? Okay, you're going to save like 5 rands every day and till you get to whatever the cost of the shoes is. And also just telling them there's a lot of fulfillment when you have worked for something.
Wow.
So, yeah, let's if some of those pitfalls, if we can encourage just knowledge, giving a lot of knowledge on investments and on savings.
But doctor, some of the parents, you find them saying, this is my only baby, this is my only daughter, she deserves everything. If maybe the daughter is asking for a 1,000 rand, mama, I need 1,000 rand, please take my purse, then the baby gets the 1,000 rand same time. Are they killing the children or what?
I think there's a proper way to express that my baby deserves everything.
Right.
But more of what your baby deserves is learning to be a responsible adult.
Okay.
So if you just giving them that money does not teach them any responsibility, then you're doing them a disservice. Because in the future, they will think that's how the world will treat them. Sure. I think, yeah, we make the mistake of thinking how I treat my kids is how the world is going to treat them. But that's not true. The world is a very rough place and they don't care whose child it is. Mm. So if you don't teach them financial responsibility, they are going to be taught by the world, and the world is very rough when teaching those things.
Sure.
So it's where you need to balance, you know, where you'd be like, okay, if my child has, you know, yes, you buy them something, but you know that at the end of the day, I want them to be a responsible, well-adjusted adult. So if, you know, withholding the 1,000 rand helps them become a better person in the future, I think you're well off withholding now than, you know, letting them learn the hard way when you may not even be there at the time. That's not how life works. You know, it's not I want, I get all the time.
There's this mentality of saying, I grew up like this, so I don't want my child to experience what I've experienced before. So she must get whatever, you understand? Shame. We must work on
it. It is true. And, you know, people have grown up in very unfortunate circumstances and they've learned lessons the hard way.
Right.
But the truth also is that there are ways that are gentler in which we can learn those same lessons.
Mm.
So you may not even make your child go through what you go through for them to learn, but there's a gentler way to teach them. I mean, if you suffered to get food, if you suffered with where to sleep, and you're grateful for what you have, you don't have to put your child through the same conditions for them to learn.
Right.
You can teach them gratitude from home. You can tell them, look, this is a privilege because I didn't have this growing up, but you do. So you're privileged to have this and you need to be grateful. So it's not always that, you know, none of us wants hard stuff for our children, hard lives. But at the end of the day, there are ways, gentler ways, to teach children the lessons that we have learned in ways that were really harsh.
Wow, beautiful one, Doctor. Thank you so much. And how can parents and mentors encourage girls to save and invest wisely?
I think the first thing is children learn by observing more than by listening.
Oh, okay.
So lead by example. Let them see you save money. Let them see you. Yeah, you know, you tell them and be consistent in your example. I think the reason why sometimes, even if you're trying to teach a child, they're veering off the path is the lack of consistency in ourselves as adults. So if I say no impulse spending, my child should not see me impulse spend. They'll be like, okay, yeah, but I mean, now that we're in ShopRite, just pick what you want. Okay, it wasn't on my budget, but anyway, just get it. Yeah, we'll see what we can do later on. No, they should be able to see that I plan and I go according to the plan.
Right.
Even if things veer off the path, they should be able to tell this was because she couldn't avoid it, not because I was inconsistent. So let's start by leading by example in, you know, the financial decisions that we make.
Right.
Secondly, I think also let's give incentives for saving. So you tell your child, if you save 5 rands this week or this month, I'm going to give you an extra 5 rands.
Okay.
That way they're encouraged to save. They're motivated. They want to have 10 rand at the end of the month. And so they, you know, work hard. They get incentives for it. So that way we're encouraging, so if I keep, I might get at the end, I might get more.
Right.
And also, for those of us that have the ability, we can open custodial accounts. If the child, you know, begins to save more and more and more, and it's not money you can keep in your home, open an account for them. Go to the bank with them. Show them how this is how you withdraw your money.
Right.
This is how you deposit your money. You're giving them financial, you know, literacy, financial education. You're teaching them it's money just doesn't fall into mommy's purse. She comes to pick it up from the ATM and all those kinds of things.
Wow.
I think Finally, what we can do is just really focus a lot on financial literacy. I know our church does a month of stewardship. If we could infuse financial literacy for children, we'd be doing ourselves a great, great service.
Wow.
I think it would go a long way in teaching them that, you know, money has to be handled in a certain way.
Wow. Beautiful one. Thank you so much, my doctor. And what role does media play in shaping spending habits among girls and young women? Because most of the time, I feel like media is not actually teaching us how to save, but teaches us to spend. Yeah. And what role does it play in shaping spending habits among girls and young women?
I think what you said is very true. It makes spending look so nice.
Right.
You know, you have a trolley that's full of stuff, and then you get to the till, just hand them the card, and then they swipe.
Eesh.
They don't show us the balance reduce.
Eesh.
They just hand you back the card, and you walk out smiling with a trolley. So they sort of glamorize consuming things, rather than, you know, saving and doing all these things. So, and most of the time, when they're talking about saving, they're promoting another type of consuming. They're promoting another type of something else. So the media really has taught girls you can have it all and you can spend it all.
Wow.
So it's more about spend, you know. It does teach us a lot of excessive spending, and we need to be very careful on what we expose the girls to in terms of social media. So yeah, there's a huge role to play. I think we could do better.
Right.
And also just try and get, you know, people, girls, with information that look, not all that you see on social media is true.
Age.
Okay. Yeah. You know that quotation about, you know, what you think is gold is best metal. So just be careful. It's not just because you see that girl with that car does not mean it's hers. Okay.
Wow.
They have gotten it at the dealership and she's advertising it for them. She's making money, and she's showing to young girls that I own this and I own that, and I spend my money on this and I spend my money on that.
Hey.
So it's important that we, you know, when it comes to social media, we apply careful caution. We apply caution on what we expose our children to. And also, when you teach them solid principles in the home, regardless of what they see out there, they'll remember what mom and dad said.
Right.
And they'll learn some lessons the hard way, but eventually you will see them being able to, you know, get things right despite of what is out there.
Wow. Doctor, before I let you go, here's the last question. How can faith-based values influence responsible financial decision-making?
I think what we can start doing, or what we can focus on, is teaching children that we are stewards of everything.
Hey, okay.
That God owns everything. We're simply his stewards. And he's going to want an account of how we kept those things. So when we teach them that, then they know that regardless of, even if I have returned my tithe and my offering, the money that remains still has to be spent responsibly because it's still God's money.
Sure.
So, yeah. So I think our church should focus on stewardship. It should also focus on teaching gratitude and generosity and also purposeful spending. Instead of, you know, going to eat ice cream, nothing wrong with ice cream, by the way.
Right.
Instead of going to eat ice cream every weekend with this amount of money, why don't I abscond from having ice cream for 2 weeks and then send the money for missions?
Sure.
Why don't I give it as an offering for something specific, for that one kid I see at church who doesn't have shoes, who always wears the same type of shoes, or who always wears the same shoes? that kid I see that comes without, you know, a jumper or without, you know, some warm clothing. Mm. So we start teaching them purpose for spending. We tell them that money in the hands of a Christian is for good, is for the feeding of the hungry, for the dressing of the naked, is for sheltering people that are less privileged than us. So that's why God gives us means to be a conduit of blessings to others.
Wow.
So when we start teaching them that everything belongs to God, you're a steward, even if you return your tithe and offering, the rest of the money is still accountable to God.
Mm.
I think we can, you know, see that most of our girls grow up to be financially responsible human beings.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Chilembo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm speechless. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm passionate about young people. I'm still a young person myself.
Right.
But especially the teenagers, yes. To the point that we run sort of a small program at my church where we feed some children in the streets, and we would mostly ask from their parents, but we started saying, why don't you let your children be the ones to pick what they want to give away?
Wow.
So that you teach them that what I no longer need, what I no longer want, actually,
right,
is going to be what someone else needs out there. And it's really taken off, and it's been a blessing to many of the kids in the streets.
Mm. Wow. Perfect. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Chilembo. So before I let you go, can we close with a word of prayer?
Okay. Thank you very much. Shall we pray? Lord, we want to thank you that it is you that owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, and that the earth and all its fullness thereof is truly yours. We thank you for the privilege to be your stewards, not only of the things that you have created, but also of the knowledge and the wisdom that you have granted unto us. Lord, we want to ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you give us the wisdom and the tenacity to teach young girls how to be financially responsible adults. We want to ask that programs such as these continue to inspire young people to do positive things, to be of positive impact, rather than living merely for self-indulgence. We thank you for your blessing. Continue to bless World Adventist Radio. In your name, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Dr. Chilembo talking to us about God's girls under the topic that says financial intelligence. What a beautiful conversation. If you did miss this one, you can find it on our podcast on Iona. You can look for it. It will be up in a short bit. For now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are getting into our music segment, Music Takeover.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.